So we've deferred the decision pending an opportunity for me to get together with the proponent and some concerned residents just to discuss what the plans are for the site.
Explain why that was so important to get that engagement with residents.
So the residents put forward a petition asking for a public meeting about the application. That site in particular has been the subject of some controversy in the past. There was an establishment there that was perceived to be the source of some difficulty in the neighborhood, and I understand that that has caused the residents to be hesitant about new development on that particular location. So I want to have a chance for the residents to have their questions answered by the proponent before we approve. I think materially what is very, very important here is that the residents have a chance to discuss with the proponent what the plans are and get any concerns that they have dealt with. So whatever venue that happens through is fine with me. I think this is the most expedient path, so I'm content with it. There are other concerns just in terms of like noise, traffic, all the sort of ordinary things that come up. But the residents were very clear that they wanted an opportunity to address those questions themselves, and I think that they deserve that, so I'm happy to facilitate. Some of the same things, yeah, and those were discussed and some concessions were made, and Bannerman has had a year now, I think, in that site to see how it goes, so that's a great kind of test case. We evaluate each application on its own merits, and each application will bring up different questions and concerns, and that place in particular, that one lot, was the subject of a lot of difficulty in the neighborhood in the past. Anyone who's kind of been around downtown St. John's for 20 years or so will remember. So I understand why people feel the way they feel, and I want them to have a chance to understand what exactly the plans are.